Chaotic.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, my pretty little princess. She is known as Stephanie Joy. Folks, just a real quick heads up here. We actually are doing kind of a polling. Got a new promo. It's just kind of an idea. And we're going to throw two pictures together. And if you do me a favor, go on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and just post your responses. I've already done it on my personal website. I've gotten over 100 responses, and I really appreciate them. And so aside of that, please take some time. Just tell me your thoughts in the picture that I just took about a week ago. And we're considering a new promo, and I want to know what your thoughts are, because this is about you, the people, and we together can do this. As I always continuously, almost in a rhetorical fashion or manner, reiterate to you that we can do this, right? But in saying that, I want you to be a part of it. Please go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and post your thoughts. What do you see in that picture? Don't say, well, I see Bradley Dean. I'm not looking for you to say, I see Bradley Dean. I want to see, I want to hear what you see. That's what I want. I want your response. And you can get an idea from others that have posted and reposted, so on and so forth. So, again, check that out on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can also check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. Again, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. And, folks, if you'd like to give us a call, today is the day. We appreciate it. Want to hear from you. It matters what you have to say. And 53 countries are listening, as well as several affiliates across the United States of America, from the East Coast to the West Coast, from Minnesota all the way to Texas. The phone number here, my friends, is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Friends, we are turning talk radio into do radio. And to say all that, to say this, my pretty little princess, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Stephanie Joy?
Well, the reason why that is because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And speaking of your promo pictures, I'll get to that in just a minute, but we have had some very nice responses from that. I'll get to that, so I'll leave you in suspense for just a couple minutes. But first, I want to highlight the product of the week. For those of you who are just tuning in, what we are doing is every week we are highlighting a new product here at the Sons of Liberty. And the kicker is those monthly sponsors and those members, those sons and daughters of Liberty out there, get 25% off the product of the week every week. And you know what? Christmas is coming up. Now, I do have to say I love Christmas. I know it's a couple months early here, but we are starting to get in the Christmas spirit. So keep that in mind. This week we are highlighting the prayer that rocked the Capitol. Just to give you a little bit of background for those of you who are just tuning in, on May 20th, 2011, preacher Bradley Dean was invited to deliver the opening prayer at the Minnesota House session. Dean delivered a prayer that called for us all to unite under the Constitution's directives, honor the sacrifice of our veterans, and to return to the founder and the foundations of our country, acknowledging America's godly heritage. Now, that all sounds awesome to me, but something happened where within an hour, the media attacked Dean's prayer, and over 2,000 media outlets across the country covered it. That's quite a bit. So my question...
That's called a jihad.
Is the question that I would ask myself, if I had heard that and I never heard the prayer, I would say, well, what did he say in the prayer? What was so offensive? What caused all the stir?
Well, that's what was good about it, is when the state-run media put their foot in it, they fell into it once people took the time
that's
to see
right.
what I actually said. And that's what every American should do in the first place.
Because those facts are stubborn things. The prayer is actually recorded. People could go online and watch it for themselves. And the response we got from people was, you know, I was waiting for, like, the big, you know, whatever he said that was so offensive.
Everybody said that.
You know, you did the prayer, and they're watching it, and they're listening to it, and they're like, okay, where is it?
Yeah.
He's honoring the Constitution, you know, thanking our veterans, going back to the foundation of our country, and we're somehow...
Remember what Abraham Lincoln said? He said that if you want to change legislation, you have to win first public opinion. And the way the state-run media operates is they try to sway public opinion through their lies in hopes that you don't look for the facts.
That's right. Those facts, those are stubborn things. But it's interesting because why did the majority speaker denounce Bradley Dean? Well, I would say, well, listen, what doesn't our majority speaker appreciate about honoring our veterans, upholding our Constitution, going back to our founders? So if anything, I'd be putting Zellers into question here in the state of Minnesota. But to find out what really happened that day, we got the inside scoop. We
this
take you
creep,
behind the scenes. It's
this,
very interesting.
This creep, by the way, Kurt Zellers, he is an immoral creep. He's a coward. He's running for the governorship here, the gubernatorial candidacy here in the state of Minnesota. And this guy is a piece of work, friends.
I don't know what he'd have to run on if he is denouncing honoring veterans.
Well, if people pay attention
to
his record and judge him by his fruit,
that's
he
right.
doesn't have a prayer
that's
to
right.
get into that position.
So if you would like to find out what happened that day, please do call us at 1-866-233-0747 or go to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. It really is a great DVD. It's one of my favorites, actually.
Oh, I was just thinking of the word creep.
Creep.
Creep
that's
is a word.
The word that came
that's
out.
That's a weird
huh?
word.
Well, you know what's interesting, too, going back to this, is we do have 53 countries that listen to us around the world. And actually, just 2 days ago, we received an order from Australia. So down under, they are getting the truth. And keep in
yes.
mind, for those of you that are in the other countries that would like to get our products, we do have international delivery and shipping. So everything should be good to go. Now, Bradley, you
yes.
were talking about a couple days ago about the Democrat judge that stepped down after being caught texting prosecutors tips to win cases.
Yes.
We received, because we posted that on Facebook, a nice response from one of our listeners. And Fred said this. He said, "So much for equal justice for all Americans. There is an epidemic of injustice and corruption at all levels of our government. How long are we the people going to sit around and do nothing?" Well, Fred, I would have to say that's why the Sons of Liberty are here, turning talk radio into do radio. And we are doing, but we cannot do without your support. So if you would like to go online...
We're literally talking about what needs to be dealt with. We're laying the axe to the root of the tree rather than dealing with the branches on the tree. And I think if the American people were to bring about, you know, change in legislation as far as representation, so on and so forth, within government, we want reformation, reclamation to our founding documents, so on and so forth. The way to do that is to pick up the axe and lay it to the root of the tree and quit dilly-dallying with those that just want to play with the branches.
That's right, and you have to put feet to your beliefs. It's one thing
yes.
to talk about the problem. It's a total other thing to do something about the problem.
Girl?
So if
wow.
you'd like to donate to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Folks, you got Bradley Dean and Stephanie Joy, Pretty Little Princess, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check out Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Oh.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Let's go over to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook really quick. Just posted a brand new idea for a new promo. I want your responses. Pulling it up right now. Thank you.
I have some responses, too, while you're looking
okay,
at those.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I was going to bring this up, too. Bradley's got a new promo picture. We have received some great responses. If I can kind of give you the idea, it's black and white, and he's holding the American flag, and that's in color. And this process is in the making. So if you go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, you can see the picture. Also, it's on your personal page, too, Bradley
Post
Dean.
Your responses,
Post
friends,
your responses,
please.
Because it's nice to see what people are thinking.
I've got over a couple hundred of them already. I'm reposting it.
Yeah.
And I want people to respond. Here's a couple responses. Patrick Land, you look like you're folding the flag in despair. Again, I'm asking you to tell me what you see. And this is just a complete rough draft, too. Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Another one says, a patriot warrior holding up his flag, wondering what the blank is going on. Ross Byerly said, the colors with emphasis on the stars. And then if you go down, I posted it last night as well. And we got a lot of, I'm telling you what,
yeah,
some of them were
good.
Really heartfelt.
Yeah, they were. Yeah. Lisa said this, I see a heavy moral heart of recognition trying to balance concern and responsibility. I think
Amen.
That's a very, very good observation, yeah. Lisa. We appreciate that.
Another one said, roll up the sleeves and do the work of freedom, Sean Kay.
That's cool.
Cool.
And there was another one, too. I can't remember exactly word for word, but basically holding on to what he loves because you're, in a sense, kind of, you're very
Kathy Psychos said, loves his country no matter what. Debbie Hannon, hero look. All this is what we're trying to get. This is really the heart of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how many hundreds of pictures did we take, Steph? And it's
okay,
are we done yet? Are we done yet?
Yeah.
This is the second one we've done. And the guy that's actually going to be doing the new promo, he worked with Steven Spielberg. He does National Football League mascots and so on and so forth. So the people that we're working with are second to none. But these conceptual ideas are mine. I want it black and white, and I want certain portions that are colored so it stands out because it's going to show you the heart of who we are and what we do. But I think what's coming out here so far is really, this is really me.
Yeah, you're you're holding on to what you love, what you're trying to preserve, what you're fighting for also, what you're honoring. And it is kind of a sober picture, because when you think about it and think of the sacrifice that so many people have laid on the line for our freedom, for our country, and you're trying to preserve and, in a sense, carry on and pass
the baton
onto the next generation as you have received it from those that have paid the ultimate sacrifice. So it is a very sober picture, but it speaks volumes. You know, a picture speaks a thousand words. I think it really does speak a thousand words.
Now, just keep in mind, though, again, friends, this is a rough draft. This is just the beginning. You can still see the seal of the photographer going across it.
Yeah.
Because we haven't paid for the picture that we so choose yet. And Eric actually took the artist that's actually photographing this picture and actually, you know, how would I say it? Doctoring this picture up,
and
photoshopping it. This is just thrown together. This is a 5-minute process, but it's a good conceptual idea.
Yeah, it is. And if you look at it and you say, yeah, that's just the beginning, what is the finished product going to look like? I think it'll be outstanding, because it really is, like you said, the heart of who we are and what we do here at the Sons of Liberty and really preserving our country.
Okay, so now everybody's going to want to know who the pretty little princess is. She's going to be taking photos on Monday or Tuesday, and then we'll get those ideas out to you as well. Now, friends, really, I know. Well, people will say, well, why are you asking us? Because, again, we're in this together. We're not trying to be a bunch of rock stars. We're not trying to put our heads higher than our friends that we serve. Folks, we're here to serve. We're not here to be served. And in saying that, we want you a part of the process and the representation as who the Sons of Liberty are and the Daughters of Liberty.
Amen. Yeah. And another great...
I think that's pretty cool. I would want that.
Cool.
Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. We want you to be a part of it. Again, go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and post your thoughts.
Because your thoughts matter to us. They sincerely do. Another really good one that we had here came from Sue. And she said, this pic speaks volumes. I see a couple of things, actually. And this is good because she's reflecting her own experience. She said, first, my dad's death was service connected. And, of course, the flag was presented to my mother. So this pic reminds me of those who mourn for a fallen soldier. That's good because it will stir up memories of, listen, remembering what they died for, honoring the sacrifice. And she said, second, I see a patriot cradling and caring for the country we love, thinking about the ways in which he can protect her and wrapping her in prayer. Hope this helps. So I think that's awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
We appreciate that, Sue. I mean, there's an anointing on what you're saying here, and that's what we want. It's very heartfelt.
Who said that?
Sue. Sue, I don't always say last names on the radio. I just usually use the first names, but Sue on Sons of Liberty.
Honey, when you say their last name, you know what happens.
They think they're rock stars.
No, that's great. Hey, you know, they said my name.
You know what?
I'll
look and I'll see if I can find Sue's last name on here for you. But I also wanted to bring to your attention Bradley's new article that came out last night. Drum roll, please. You know, you're a drummer, so you technically could give me a drum roll.
But I don't have sticks in my hands, and I do have a microphone up to my...
That's true. Maybe we can remedy that next time we want to do a drum roll. But drum roll, your new article came out on WND last night, Media's Useful Idiots.
Yep, I'll talk about that in just a little bit here.
Exclusive. Bradley Dean urges viewers to pull the mask off of those who affront our liberties. So you're going into Obamacare, what the state-run media believes. Very good article. So our listeners who are listening can go to WND.com. Also, it'll be posted on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Very exciting article. Lots of good stuff in there.
Well, what's interesting is one of the things I every once in a while I'll go online, just kind of see what's going on around the name Bradley Dean or the Sons of Liberty. And I notice the bloggers, they just, these spineless little ground feeders, they love to create stuff. They say things that are not actually happening. They contrive things. They misconstrue what I say. They derive out of it what they in their sick minds literally hear. And I think it's important for people to understand that one of the things that was recently said about me was from an organization called Right Wing Watch. These communists, they pretty much attack anybody that tells too much truth because they're afraid of the people that do tell the truth. Because, folks, when you tell too much truth, they're exposed and then they have to go to cover. So instead of them covering themselves, they attack. They perpetuate the crime and they act as the victim. We've talked about this a million times. But one of the things that they said, friends, was, I created, well, the word racist. They said that there was no such thing as racist. Now, I just want to make it really clear that Trotsky did say it, because the word racist has for a long time been the single most effective fear word in the leftist, communist, and neoconservative arsenal.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, for decades, they have successfully used it in the political arena to only slander you, America, traditionalists, people such as myself. They want to shut down debate and leave the opponents running for cover. See, again, they're the victims. They have to be the little guy, the underdog, right? When in fact, they are in number, but their methodology is criminal, friends. I go on. In the social arena, they have caused even more damage by using it to brainwash impressionable children and young college students and to teach people to listen carefully, hate their own nation, their culture, traditions, and worst of all, themselves.
Mm.
And what's surprisingly, it remains almost totally undiscussed even on the hardcore traditional rights, that would be the Christians, the Patriots, and the Conservatives, is the words and the origins of the words. So when we look at the words, for example, racist, it came from Leon Trotsky, who was a part of Stalin's communist totalitarian regime. He was a part of it. Later on in life, he turned against Stalin, and Stalin ended up having him killed with an ice pick. Just saying. But he was the one that contrived the word racist. By the way, if you go online, you'll find it no other place other than the fact that it will always be laid right at the feet of Mr. Leon Trotsky. But again, the bloggers, the right-wing watchers that will not get on the radio with Bradley Dean, by the way, none of these bloggers, these little ground feeders, and for the most part, we don't even pay attention to it, but when we begin to see a reoccurring theme with the same people over and over, we want to get them on the radio so they can actually ask us what they've written about us. And if they go too far, well, we just get our attorney and we go ahead and sic our attorney on them for defamation or false light. And that's an issue that we should all be magnifying, because they do not have a right to violate the law, even concerning freedom of speech.
That's right. And if you let them go, they'll continue to go and do it to
they're
the next
encouraged
guy
to do it
and
again.
The next guy and the next guy. Everyone complains about the media, but how many people actually stand up and do something to fight against it?
Yes. So let's go back to Leon Trotsky, speaking of racist. He brought forth the word racist, friends. He brought it forth to only browbeat dissenters. In other words, those that didn't agree with his ideology, they would begin to call those people racist because they didn't agree with them. And who are them? Those are them. I'm being a little funny. Those are them that were actually perpetuating the crimes once again. So Trotsky, a revolutionary and a totalitarianist, was actually the one that came up the word racist. This is a fact. Okay. Then they said, on top of that, that I actually said that there was no such thing as racism. There isn't. There isn't such thing as racism. It came out of the mouth of a devil named Leon Trotsky. If the race card is used, it's always with color, correct? I simply said that in the eyes of God, my friends, we're all one nation. So I don't care. We're all one blood. All nations are one blood, Scripture tells us. So I was simply saying what they didn't want to hear. We're all in this together. And let me say it this way. If we don't get it right, like MLK rightly said, we're going to go down in history as a bunch of fools. And I'm trying to correct that problem. So next time, bloggers, put me into perspective. Actually, put me into context as to what I said. Bradley and Sons of Liberty Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Acts 17:26, and hath made one blood all nations of men to dwell on the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed. Again, friends, I just was talking about right during the last segment there, how the right wing watch, these communists attack anybody that tells the truth because they have to run for cover, these people do. But we attempted to get these communists on the radio, but they wouldn't jump on the radio, and it doesn't surprise us because we can't get any of them on the radio because these people love to shout and shoot, and that's all they do.
It's probably too much light for those that love darkness.
Of course, because they don't have the facts on their side, and that's where therein lies their problem. But what they were saying is that I was saying that Leon Trotsky, who was a part of, he was a revolutionary with Joseph Stalin back in the 30s. He was, at length, he was killed by Stalin, one of his little hitmen. They killed him with an ice pick. But he was the one that invented the word racist. And friends, I just want, again, make it real clear what I was saying, so people, for the record, folks, when you do a little homework, you'll find that the word racist was coined from Trotsky in the 1930s. You're not going to find it any other place online, microfiche, microfilm, library. The numerous books are right along the shelves. And again, you'll never find an earlier usage of the word racist than Trotsky. Trotsky coined the word. As a matter of fact, in 1930... speaking of Leon Trotsky again, the history of the Russian Revolution from which shown above is passage. The last word in the passage is, folks, it's Russian. I can't even begin to tell you what it says. Whose Latin translation is Rost, Rasistov is what it says. Rasistov. It means racist. The work here is the first time in history one will ever find the word. So it's derived directly from Leon Trotsky. They said that I said that he was the one that actually created the word. He did.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I just making really clear, they said that Bradley Dean said there was no such thing as racist. Well, there isn't, because in the eyes of God, friends, we're all in this together, and all nations are one blood.
That's a very good point.
I think it's really simple what I'm saying.
No matter who you cut, if you cut a person, what color are they going to bleed? They're going to bleed
red.
He
is my brother.
And
he is my sister.
Everyone's our brother. If you look at the band Junkyard Prof, we've got a black guitar player, a Hispanic singer. All nations are one blood, and we love all nations.
Amen.
And that's the point that
and
you
so
are making.
God.
That's right. That's
Amen.
Your point.
Amen. We got, a friend. How do I introduce this guy? Because when I first met him, I had to call him and I said, you're the kind of guy that will become someone's best friend unexpectedly. We got Tim Brown from Freedom's Outpost online right now, wants to share Obama's DHS advisors calling America. Well, I'll let Tim go ahead and share with you, friends. Hey, Tim, how are you, brother from another mother?
I'm good, brother. How are you?
I'm doing good. Now, do you remember the time that after we first met and I called you and I said, man, it's interesting because I told my wife, you're one of those kind of guys that, you become someone's best friend unexpectedly. How does that work? How do you actually give that off?
Is it because you're so wonderful, Tim?
I don't know, man. I try to treat people the way I want to be treated, and, we're called to serve. We're not our own. We talk about freedom, but we are slaves of Christ. And so, whatever I have is kind of open in my hand, whether it's my house or family or vehicles or whatever, to be used for the glory of God, as much as within my power. And so that's what I want to do.
You know what I like about scripture? Jesus said, greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father. And then the Lord goes on and says, what the Father has showed unto me, I'll show unto you by the Holy Ghost. He says, no longer do I call you servants. He said, now I call you friends. That's pretty awesome. That is pretty awesome.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the picture that you see. I don't want to get way off here, but I think that is some of the things, even if we go back into our own history, a lot of people see such terrible things with the slavery that went on, but even many of those who were considered slaves became really parts of families.
Yes. I mean,
they were treated as such, and they treated their masters as such.
Yeah, Thomas,
which Scripture calls us to as well.
Yeah, Thomas Jefferson being one of them, he said he had 117 souls in his family. By the way, his slaves at that point, a lot of times you got to ask yourself, in those particular situations, were they being protected by their slave master during those times?
Yeah, I think in some cases they were.
Yes.
I think in many cases they were.
Yes, because when you look at them, even George Washington, and this is always the first thing that we hear from these little commies or these uneducated people that don't understand what they're saying, because, and to be fair about all of this, there were slave owners, and there is no way they could justify themselves. And nobody in a million years would ever try to justify anybody owning a slave, because Scripture tells us to do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And of course, those slave owners, they had to do their best to put their finger on their eyeball and close it when it comes to those Scriptures. They tried to jump over those things, but they just couldn't do it. There was no justification in slave ownership whatsoever. But when we were talking about that, just to revert back to what you originally said, I remember Thomas Jefferson, we went to Monticello, and when we were at his place, I remember it said 117 souls in his family. As a matter of fact, he even had a child with a slave, if I'm correct.
Yes.
Yes. So, I don't know that you'd go around doing that if you really looked at him a certain way or in a condescending way. I don't know, maybe it's just me. But anyways, Tim, thank you for being on the show today. What do you have for us concerning the DHS?
A couple of weeks ago, one of the contributors at the Freedom Outpost, Jana Brock, is back at the 1st of October. She pointed out where one of the Homeland Security advisors, he is a member of the Muslim Brotherhood, his name is Mohammed El-Biari, I think is how you pronounce it.
El-Biari.
Had flashed up a RA-4B, or an R-4BIA, sign on his Twitter account, which is the flashing up of the four fingers, indicating prominence of Muslim Brotherhood, and we had an entire list of that. End of Zion, Zionism. I'm not necessarily a Zionist per se or anything like that, but it's basically calling for the rise of the Muslim world or the expansion of the Caliphate, the Islamic State.
Showing signs. Yes.
Yeah, and so she had that up. Probably within just a few days, he caught such flack over it that he removed it. He tried to say it wasn't what it was, and he ended up removing it. Well, he and I had gotten into a back and forth at Twitter because somebody sent him the article. So he and I went back and forth on some things, and I dealt with him as far as the fact that those who believe in Islam cannot be trusted.
Wow.
And so, you
can
know,
I read the quote really quick
from
here,
my position was, you know, the king has commanded you to repent and to believe in his son. He's the one who comes and judges you.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday I got wind from a friend of mine that he had put out another tweet, and this one was more in your face. He responded to a guy who asked for a particular one example of an Islamic country where non-Muslims are treated with equality. His response, America, and yes, I do consider the United States of America an Islamic country with an Islamically compliant constitution.
And he said, move on.
Huh.
And he said, move on, yeah.
Yeah.
And so I really, it just kind of flew all over me because this guy is engaging in taqiyya. He's engaging in deception. He is lying. And boy, I tell you what, if God hates a liar, you know, yeah. I'm with David on that.
Yeah.
In dealing with liars, exposing them. So it flew all over me. I told him, I said, you know nothing of our history, which I've dealt with him before on, specifically pointing out the Mayflower Compact. Anybody that reads that, you know, has to understand these people were not, even like when it came to the Articles of Confederation or the Constitution, these guys were very explicit in who their God was and what they were here to do, and that was to advance the Christian faith. So he just does not, it's not, I think it's not that he doesn't know his history, he knows it, and he wants to be deceptive about it.
That's
now,
right.
One of my commenters said, from his perspective, this is what they say. If a Muslim is in charge of a country, even if it is considered a Christian country, they consider that country to be Muslim.
Hmm.
Now, isn't that telling?
That's
well,
very telling.
I think it's all telling. I don't even think there's anything to debate here. It's so telling. It's so obvious as to what's going on in our country today. I just think that people need to go back to September 11th and remember what they were inundated with through the state-run media, the propagandists themselves, as they were telling the American people that they're under a radical Islamic threat. And now we're finding that we have a radical promoter of an advocate of the Islamic faith in the White House, and he's also appointing radical Muslims to high positions in governments across the United States of America. I think it's very telling. As a matter of fact, if we go back and we look at James Madison, the father of our Constitution, he said that if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, Tim, he said it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. And what a Trojan horse that they have used to come in here and, I mean, right before our eyes, friends. I mean, we're seeing it. We are seeing the judgments of God. God said he would appoint over those that hate us. And he said the American, well, he said to America through that judgment, he also said that you would flee when none pursueth. I believe that they're so small in number, but they rely on the state-run media to promulgate fear because they control through fear and oppressive measures. That's where the American people need to stand up and pivot and walk in the faith of the Son of God and stand up against this stuff and demand the Constitution of the United States and the laws in which are encompassed in the Constitution of the United States to be magnified against these people and remove them. And if needs be, you know what? We can send them away, send them back home where they came from. If it's not an American Christian nation, then we can send them back to the nation where they came from. And I would just simply say this, if their God was God, then what are they doing in America? That's my opinion.
Well, exactly. And it got all over me so bad that I just wrote at the end, look, and I sent
it
to him through Twitter, and I said, I'll challenge you to an open public debate over this issue. Put your money where your mouth is.
Amen.
Appreciate it. Got Tim Brown, Freedom Outpost. Check out his last article. Friends, I'll bring it back to you in just a second. Got to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ, but Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab and Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Again, thanks to Tim Brown, Freedom Outpost. Actually has it posted right now. Barack Obama's DHS advisor, folks, a Department of Homeland Security advisor. Listen again, a radical Muslim, Department of Homeland Security. The gatekeeper, Mohammed Elabayari. 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 Alibiary. Here, you see, just said that a couple times.
Yeah,
it kind of
like
just starts to flow,
there.
Right? America is an Islamic country. Hmm. No, it is not.
In fact,
we're not asking radical Muslims what we are.
You
amen?
Have that Mayflower Compact in front of you right now. I think it'd be nice to read that to figure out.
The Mayflower Compact reads, "In the name of God, amen." This preceded the Declaration of Independence, by the way. It says, "We whose names are underwritten, the loyal subjects of our dread sovereign Lord, King James, by the grace of God, of England, France, and Ireland, King Defender of the Faith, and having undertaken for the glory of God and advancement of the Christian faith and of the Christian faith and the Christian faith and the honor of our king and country, a voyage to plant the first colony in the northern parts of Virginia, do by these presents solemnly and mutually in the presence of God," what God? The Christian God, "and one of another, covenant and combine ourselves together in a civil body politic for our better ordering and preservation and furtherance of the ends aforesaid, and by virtue hereof to enact, constitute, and frame such just equal laws under what? under the laws of our God, who is the governor over all. As a matter of fact, Scripture tells us in the book of Isaiah that the government is upon the shoulders of his Son. That would be Jesus Christ. I go on. Such just and equal laws, ordinances, acts, constitutions, offices from time to time, as shall be thought most meet and convenient for the general good of the colony, unto which we promise all due submission and obedience to what? The laws of a just and a holy God, and witness whereof we all have hereunto subscribed our names at Cape Cod, the 11th of November, in the reign of our sovereign Lord, King James of England, France and Ireland, the 18th, and of Scotland, the 54th, Anno Domini, 1620.
You know, there's no, like, getting around. That wasn't unclear to me at all. I mean, I didn't see
as a matter of fact, when these people swear to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, keep in mind they're putting their hands on the Christian Bible.
That's right.
End of story. We've
Christian
talked about
faith.
That.
Boy, oh boy. You know, you really got to go ahead and make things up. No wonder why you have to be a liar when the truth is so blatantly in your face.
I want to say one more thing, too. I want people to gauge where America is right now. If you read Leviticus 26, I can tell you exactly where America is at. America, you are in trouble. There's no question about it. What the American people have tolerated is the reason that they are in trouble with a just and a holy God. Because what man has left off into the commandments, at least to the, well, the dictates of God's commandments, not suggestions, because they have been left off, because God's commandments have been left off, you are now dealing with God's judgment. And it always comes to a point in history where man will look back and wish he had listened to God's commandments in the first place. Destruction takes place, countries are destroyed, millions are killed, and they always return back to what? The God they should have never departed from. America is in this place prophetically to a T. To a T, friends. This is what the Lord said, Leviticus 26, verse 17 and 18. And I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you. They that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth. Listen carefully. And you shall flee when none pursueth. Who pushes fear and oppression more than the state-run media, friends? Isn't that interesting? And if you will not yet for all this hearken unto me, saith the Lord. Verse 18, he said, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins. You want to talk about a just and a holy God? You also want to talk about a merciful God? Saying, listen, you see what's right in front of you. You have the power to right the wrongs, and I'm giving you commandments to right the wrongs. I'm not asking you. But because you fail to do this, he says, if you will not hearken to me, listen to me carefully, he said, I will punish you seven times more for your sins, your lawless, your transgressions against God's moral law. So, folks, that's where you're at. So in other words, you still have the mercy and the light and the knowledge to do the right thing. You still have the power to do the right thing. I suggest that we listen to what the Lord said through his commandments and turn, give him our whole hearts, minds, souls, and strength and reclaim who we are for our posterity's sake.
You know, and we here at the Sons of Liberty are doing just that. We are running with the truth that we've been given. We are going out seeking and saving that which is lost. We're putting, you know, feet and actions to our words. And you know what's interesting? I was looking today at a column and, you know, Bradley, you write for about 35 plus different, you know, news outlets across the world. And, you know, if you're looking a lot at conservative columns and conservative websites, so on and so forth, a lot of them are, you know, the older generation, suit and tie, speaking a certain language to a certain people.
Yep.
And that's fine and that's good if they're doing the word and they're not just, you know, talking about the problems. But really, if you look at you and even that picture that we were, you know, putting up there on the promo, by the way, Sue Walker, her name was that made that comment.
Yep.
I want to get that last name in there. But if you're looking, you are kind of, to me, an oxymoron. And I mean that in the highest respect, because when someone looks at you, they think, wow, what a cool looking guy. You know, he's got long hair and tattoos. You wouldn't think that when you start to begin to speak, you would sound like a founding forefather. You would expect, well, there's, you know, a worldly guy just because you look so cool. And I'm not, you know, trying to,
not because you're my wife.
Not because I'm your wife, but I would look and say,
there's no favoritism there.
I would think, what a cool looking guy. But the unique thing is we're bridging that gap between the old and the young. A lot of times we do these tea parties, we're telling this older generation, thank you for your sacrifice. We appreciate it so much. We are honoring that sacrifice. But you need to teach what you know to the younger generation who does not know the price that was ultimately paid for their freedom.
Yeah.
And to the younger generation, we are showing them the older generation sacrifice.
Yep.
We're saying, listen, live for what these men and women died for. Honor that sacrifice. You live in the best country in the world. You need to be able to go out there and stand up for those that have laid down their lives and given the ultimate sacrifice.
Just saying, case in point, For those that didn't know, that is the spirit of Elijah, turning the hearts of the fathers
exactly.
to the children and the children of the fathers.
And so it's kind of, we're
kind
of bridging that gap
yes.
and going between. So for those of you that already support us, we appreciate your support 100% because it allows us to be able to go out and do what we do. We cannot do it without you. That's why your opinion and your heartfelt responses matter so much to us. But for those of you who have not yet given to the Sons of Liberty, if you're really looking for a ministry to give to, who is actually doing something about the problem, going out there with the people, making a difference on a nationwide scale, you know, not with the talk, not with the compromise, not with the diplomatic answers. We're black and white over here. I think what people appreciate about you, Bradley, is the fact that you say it like it is. The guy from Australia, again, he said you call an ace a spade, or a spade a spade, and you basically give it to people the way they're wanting to receive it. Listen, just tell me the truth.
Yeah.
Even kids nowadays, don't tell me everything's okay. I know things aren't okay.
Yep.
I live in this world on a daily basis. I go home to my parents, my broken home. I'm faced with the issues of abortion, with homosexuality, immorality to the max. I'm the one that turns on my TV and I see MTV and I see half-naked ladies and I see all this moral corruption going on in my country. Don't tell me
yeah.
everything's okay because I know it's not.
Yeah.
So if you want to support someone that's actually doing something about the problem, the Sons of Liberty are here for you and we cannot do it without your support. So if I can make that plea and say, please do call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And if you'd like to go online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to your bottom right-hand side, the donate button. We really do appreciate all your support.
Awesome. Appreciate it, Pretty Little Princess. Hey, by the way, we're going to get your pictures up there, too. We'll kind of like, folks, again, please go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook and post your thoughts. I've got a couple hundred up there right now. I keep reposting, so if there's a brand new picture up there and you're trying to figure out, well, how come there's only six people on this one? Just scroll down a little bit. You'll see that there's others that are jumping in, and they're actually, well, they're giving their opinion.
And hopefully we get some new ones out there, too, because, like, as you mentioned, you took about, a couple hundred pictures. So
yeah.
we'll see what we can do to put
and
a couple different varieties.
And I got on the
varieties.
Picture, on the top, polling picture, what do you see? Again, I'm asking, what do you see? That's all I'm asking. I want you to see what you're extracting from that picture because I'm not saying anything. I just want to know what you see. What would you say from that picture? One guy, Ross Byerly, said it's almost like the Great Seal. And then he goes on, and then there's more comments. Let me pull a couple up.
I like that comment. That's very cool.
Yeah, yeah. And there's just, it's just, it's great stuff. Some of them are so heartfelt. Folks, go ahead and read them. Again, it's on Sons of Liberty Radio. It's right under the picture. Again, pulling on that picture. What do you see? Go ahead and leave your comments, and we greatly appreciate them. Really quick, before the end of the show here on the Sons of Liberty, I'd like to remind you what it says at the preamble of the Constitution of the United States. It says, "We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish what?" What's the first prerequisite, friends? Establish justice. What's the first mandate? I'm sorry. Establish justice. Ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense. Promote the general welfare. That doesn't mean welfare the way it's been actually defined out to be as to what you believe it to be today, friends. And for those people that do their homework, you know exactly what it means. It means for the good of the country and the good of the people. And secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our, it says, and our posterity, that would be our children, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Now, when you think about our posterity, our forefathers over 237 years ago included in the preamble of the United States Constitution, everything they said, they brought it to an accumulation of what? A point to be made that their posterity is the reason they do what they do. That's why they ordain and establish the Constitution. So folks, don't remember what the Constitution stands for. Look to your posterity. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9.
$25. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.